After following the green line on the map, Sonny and Buddy dug deep into the soft earth underneath the furnace in the cellar of Jim's nightclub, and after finding an iron box securely locked, they broke it open and found that it was filled with rot. We now find our adventurers standing over the box, disappointment written on all of their faces, as Buddy says,
"Rocks. No money. No jewels. Just an iron safe full of rock."
"That sure is strange. Don't you think so, Sheriff?"
"I sure do, Sonny. Just proves what you said about somebody being down here ahead of us and beating us to the treasure."
"Yes, sir. Somebody knew about this besides Jim and Mario Lopez. And there's one thing sure. The treasure was buried here at some time, because no one would bury an iron box filled with rocks."
"Yeah, but what I can't understand is why somebody done took all the money and jewels and then went to work and filled a box full of rocks and buried it again. How come they didn't just dig up the box, take out the treasure, and leave the box where it was?"
"Because, Charcoal, they figured that whoever dug up the box would naturally be in a hurry. And finding it locked, well, they'd just haul it away. Maybe they wouldn't know it was full of rocks until they'd gone several miles."
"So what?"
"So that would give the person who got the real treasure time to make their escape."
"You mean you think the person who took the treasure out of the box is still around here somewhere?"
"I certainly do. Well, I don't believe they've had time to get away. You know, it's terribly hot and dry down here in this basement, and it would only take a little while for the dirt to get hard and dry after they covered up the box of rocks."
"You're right, Sonny. This dirt is still soft and damp."
"Gosh, isn't it that thunder? Lord, I hope we don't get no more rain. River's almost out of its banks now. This old house is right down in the bottomland."
"Look, Sheriff, there in the doorway."
"Why, it's Pedro, the Mexican boy who used to play the piano here in the nightclub."
"Hey, what do you want, young fella? What are you looking for down in the cellar? Oh, so you won't talk, eh? Well, come on down here and make it snappy."
"Oh, boy, doesn't Pedro look mad."
"Pedro, what do you know about this box of rocks being buried down here?"
"Look, Sonny, he just stands there frowning at the sheriff and won't say a word."
"Yeah, somebody's given him orders not to talk, and he's sure obeying those orders. Look out, Sheriff, he's got a knife."
"Hey, drop it, right this minute. Drop that knife or I'll shoot it out of your hand." There, that's better. Look out there. What are you doing, Pedro?
He's got your gun, Sheriff.
Stop it, Charco. Stop, Pedro. There he goes up the steps. He's locked us in. Open this door.
Jumped in G. Hushback. He's as quick as lightning. Why, sir, when that thunderclap come out, turned my head just a second, and he snatched my gun, was up the steps and out the door before you could say Jack Robinson.
Oh, listen to that rain and wind. Look. The water's coming in through those little windows up there. Gee, that's some rain, isn't it?
That's not a rain, that's a cloudburst. But look, it's covering the whole floor down here. Come on, let's get out of this basement.
Yeah, are we going to get out? Pedro done locked the only door that we could get out.
Well, hurry, Sonny, and climb up on top of this coal bin. Just look at the water pouring in here.
What was that?
Well, I reckon it was the skylight breaking out in the big ballroom upstairs. Come on, Charcoal, and get up here on top of this pile of coal. You're standing in water halfway to your knees down there.
There comes the water down the stairs. You were right, Sheriff. That must have been the skylight that crashed a minute ago. Just look at the water running from under the door and down the steps. Come on, Charcoal. Hurry and get up here.
Yeah, I'm coming in just a minute. Mr. Sheriff, don't you think I better try to bust open that door so we can get out of here? It ain't going to take this cellar long to fill up with water the way it's coming in now.
Yeah, go ahead and try to break it open, Charcoal.
Yeah, just be wasting your time. That door was built to keep revenue agents and immigration officers out of here. And no one man ain't going to break it down. Come on and get up here and get out of the water.
Man, rock. This whole door is slippery. I can't get a foothold. Oh, I'm falling. Oh,
look out, Charcoal. Oh.
Excuse us for laughing, Charco, but I didn't know you were going in swimming. Come on, climb back up here.
Say, wait a minute, Sonny.
What?
What is that thing?
Where?
There, where Charco pushed that coal aside.
I see. What? It looks like a suitcase.
A suitcase? Now, what would a suitcase be doing under this coal pile?
Well, take it out, Charco, and let's see what's inside.
Yeah, you ain't going to find nothing in that old suitcase. Some truck driver just dumped it down here with a load of coal, that's all.
You can't ever tell, Jocko. You might find a new suit of clothes in there.
All right, go ahead and open it up. Open it up. Now, all right, you got it open. What's in it?
What's in it? Look, Charco. Look, buddy. Look, Sheriff.
Red Goofa dust alive.
Why, I can't believe it. It just can't be true.
Oh, it's true, all right. It's here. Money and jewels.
We found the treasure, Sheriff. We found it.
Why, can't I believe my eyes? Well, I'm a grasshopper's grandma if it can't.
Oh, boy, just look at the money. $100 bills, $50 bills.
Twenties, tens, fives, every kind of bill.
Man, look at the watches and the rings. But they must have robbed all the banks and jewelry stores in the country.
And diamonds and rubies and everything.
Say, wait a minute. What's this? It's a little sack of some kind.
Hmm?
Why, it looks like a sack of marble.
Open it up, buddy. What is it?
Diamonds. Gee. And a lot of other kind of stones.
What?
They don't keep diamonds in a sack like this in a jewelry store.
No.
The robbers took this from some rich person's home.
Say, do you know what's happened? Somebody's taken all this money and the jewels out of the iron box and put them in this suitcase.
Yeah, and then they hid the suitcase under this pile of coal and expected to make a quick getaway.
Pedro! He's the one that did it. I'll bet that's why he sneaked up to that door just now and was watching. He's the one who took all this stuff out and refilled the treasure chest with rocks.
Yeah, well, listen here. While you all is talking about all that money and them jewels, you should be getting about all this water coming in the basement. Well, look down there. It's done climbed up to the coal pile. We got to get out of this place quick.
Oh, boy, I'm ready to go now. I just think, buddy, we found the fortune.
My stars alive. I ain't never seen so much water. But that old river is out of its bank shore, and it's flooding everything.
Come on, Sonny. Climb up higher and keep out of the water as long as you can.
Yeah. Let's get right up here by this coal chute.
Coal chute. Coal chute. That's it, Sheriff. Don't you see?
Don't I see what?
We can get out through the tunnel. Now, here's the door that we came through from the cave. Come on, everybody. Hurry. Let's get out this way.
That's a good idea. Come on, Charcoal. Have you got the suitcase with the money and jewels?
Yes, sir. We won't let that get away from us.
All right. Get ready, everybody. We got to get out of here quick.
Open the door to the tunnel, Charcoal. We're all ready.
All right. Here goes.
Down!
Water! The tunnel sounds
like the river!
Move the
door quick,
Charcoal! Oh, I think he said it. The water's too strong.
Well, what are we going to do? The water's coming in from everywhere.
Can't you do something, Sheriff? We'll all be drowned if we don't do something quickly.
Yeah, think of a thing. Can you, Charcoal? I know what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to do my best to break open that door that leads upstairs to the ballroom. Where's that crowbar I used to break the lock off the iron box?
It's leaning against the furnace. I put it there, but you can't see it now. It's all covered with water.
It'll have to die for it, Charcoal, and that's one for deep too.
Hurry, Charcoal. You can do it. I know you can.
All right. Here goes.
Hey, can you swim, Sheriff?
Not a drop. I mean, not a stroke.
Did you find the crowbar?
Yeah, I got it. I got the crowbar. Now I'll see what I can do with that door.
Do you want us to help you, Charco?
No, you all stay there on the coal pile. I'll come back and get you all if I get the door open.
You're getting it, Charco. Keep it up. Come on. Oh, boy.
He's got it. The door is open. Come on, Sonny. Let's swim for it.
All right.
You know, Joe, stay right where you is till I get there. I'll take you over to the door one at a time.
Oh, we can swim it, Jocko.
I ain't going to let the risk it for all this water swirling around here. I'm going to blink against the steps and break your neck. Come on, buddy. Get on my back. Yeah, that's it. I'll be back in a minute, Sonny.
Okay, Jocko. And believe me, I'll hang on to this good day.
Yeah, what about me, Charcoal? Can you take me on your back?
Gee, I'm afraid you'll be too heavy, Sheriff. You know, we don't want to drown Charcoal after all he's done for us.
Yeah, come on now, Sonny. Get on my back and hold that snooky high.
All right.
Don't let that money get wet.
All right. Come on, Charcoal. Let's go.
Come on, Charcoal.
Hurry and get me, Charcoal. The water's up to my neck, and I can't stroke or swim or swim or soak. I mean, I can't swim or stroke.
I'm almost out of wind, Mr. Sheriff. I'm almost out of wind. I don't see how I can swim no more.
Oh, come on, Sheriff. Surely you can swim this far.
No, I think I'm sinking now. Come and get me, Charcoal. Come and get me.
You better get him, Charcoal. He's almost under the water.
Well, I'll try, but I
go down with him. Come on, Mrs. Sheriff. I'll hold you by the coat collar, but you'll have to help yourself as much as you can. Come on, let's go.
Oh, I'm drowning. Oh, hold me, Charcoal. What in tarnation do you think I am?
A fish?
You think I'm a fish? No. You think I can swim under the water?
Just a few more feet, you'll be safe, Gerald.
Yes. Now there you is, Mr. Sheriff. There you is, safe and sound.
Oh, yes. Boy.
We're all safe and sound, thanks to good old Charcoal.
Yeah, and now let's hurry and telephone the police and tell them that we've found the treasure. Come on!
Well, what an experience, and what a hero Charcoal turned out to be. Let's hope they can get back safely with the treasure.